This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, Steve Carmody is getting back from Cleveland, where he's been covering the Republican convention. Steve, we've heard a lot about what was said, who said what. I kind of want to know more about the big show there and how it all works. You and the Michigan delegation actually weren't staying in Cleveland. You were in Akron. So what kind of ordeal was it just to get from Akron to downtown Cleveland at the Quicken Loans Arena?
Well, every morning the Michigan delegation would have a morning meeting where they would hear from different important people. So I would be at that meeting. But when it was done, I would have to then get in my rental car and drive from Akron to a little east of Cleveland. And that was about a 45-minute drive. And then from there, I'd hop on a commuter train, and then that would be another 25 minutes into downtown Cleveland. And then it was just a simple 20-minute walk to get into the convention zone. So, you know, basically every day was about an hour and a half commute.
Oh, God, that's worse than the last one I covered. So one of the oddities, I think, is that when you watch TV, you don't get the feel of the circus that these conventions can be, especially the costumes. What was the most outlandish stuff you saw there?
Well, at one point I was walking through the arena and I saw this man who was walking through in a suit that was the American flag with the stars and stripes and, you know, a very unique suit. And, you know, it's one of those you look at it and go, boy, that's a one-of-a-kind suit. And then a few minutes later, another guy walked by me wearing the exact same suit, which was sort of
they have the same tailor.
It kind of made it a weird sort of, who wore it better kind of moment. But, you know, there was also a woman walking around with a very large cape that when she just, you know, flared it out, you know, had a huge Trump on the background. And then, obviously there are plenty of people wearing all different kinds of elephant hats on the floor of the convention.
Now, elephant hat, I can imagine that's very popular. A lot of concern about the protests in the streets. Cleveland even took out another $5 million in insurance, but really it didn't sound like it was necessary.
Well, I think in a way, you know, it's the preparations that the police department took, I think, did a lot to diffuse a lot of the protests. There were somewhere around 5,000 law enforcement and National Guard and Secret Service agents on the ground in Cleveland. A lot of the city was blocked off with fencing, and so the protesters couldn't get to a lot of places. But probably the most effective thing when it came to diffusing problems with protesters was the bicycle patrols. The city of Cleveland bought several hundred bicycles, and their police officers were riding all over town in large groups. And whenever there were protesters going anywhere, they were being flanked by these officers riding their bicycles. And then when they reached a point where the protesters were not allowed to go any further, the officers would get off their bikes and then use the bikes basically to channel the protesters away from where they didn't want them to be. And I think having...
That's like portable fencing.
Yeah, and I think having the officers on bicycles, I think that helped diffuse a lot of the tension that you might have, say, between a heavily armored police officer or an officer on a horse, because they were able to be on the same eye level with the protesters. They were able to talk with them a lot easier. And I think that the Cleveland cops diffused a lot of the problems before they developed.
You're in Philadelphia for the Democratic Convention next week. That's kind of a homecoming for you. That's hometown for you. What kind of experience do you expect to be for that to be compared to the Republican Convention in Cleveland?
I am looking forward to going back to my hometown. Right now I'm talking to you from a rest stop along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I'm at the
Oh, you're already on the way.
I'm on the way. I'm at the Oakmont exit right now, and anyone who's a fan of professional men's golf knows this is where they had the U.S. Open this year. The course actually straddles the turnpike. So I'm going to be in Philly in a few hours. I'm looking forward because I think that there are a lot of interesting things coming up. Obviously, there was a lot of discussion about the divisiveness of the Republican convention. I don't think we'll see as much on the floor of the Democratic convention, but Hillary Clinton has a lot of divisions to heal within her own party because while the Kasich and Cruz and Bush supporters, you know, were not all that sure they wanted to support Donald Trump, a lot of the Bernie Sanders people who I've talked to said that, you know what, I'm going to look at Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, or I'm going to look at Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate. So Hillary's going to need those voters. So while there might not be as much divisiveness on the floor of the convention in Philadelphia, there's a lot that the Democrats have to do to make sure they're unified going into November.
That's Steve Carmody wrapping up coverage of the Republican convention on the road to Philadelphia for the Democratic convention. Thanks for taking a moment and talking with us.
It's always a pleasure.